Today from the Ohio Newsroom, spooky tunes for the Halloween season.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, now accepting applications for fall entry for several online graduate management programs, including business administration, human services administration, and nonprofit management. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. A number of horror movies are set in the state, from Scream 2 to Silence of the Lambs to A Nightmare on Elm Street. One of the chief things that enables their scares? Their scores. Carrie Wise, with Ohio Newsroom member station IdeaStream Public Media, talked with Ohio music experts to explain how music sends chills down our spines.
Just two notes are all it takes for John Williams to build tension in his famous composition for the film Jaws.
We don't see the shark at the beginning, but we know there's something there. And it all just comes down to this very, very tiny little pairing of sounds that turns into something really, well, monstrous.
Daniel Goldmark is the head of popular music studies at Case Western Reserve University. He says some of the common techniques composers use in scary music include minor keys and held-out dissonances, where the notes seem to disagree.
You can think about the music for a lot of really signature scary films, Psycho, Halloween, The Exorcist. Often they involve repetition and getting into this space where you're kind of being lulled into, oh, everything's okay, and that's where something terrible can happen.
Michael Farraguto, head librarian with the Cleveland Orchestra, says spooky music has long utilized certain instruments.
Toccata and fugue in D minor by Bach was used a lot in silent films back in the day. We think a lot of vampires and the Phantom of the Opera with the pipe organ. It's got this massive sound. It is also associated kind of with this gothic architecture, the spookiness.
Farraguto particularly enjoys the use of instruments in the final movement of Symphony Fantastique by Hector Berlioz.
There's a story that goes alongside the music, and in that particular movement, there is witch dancing around, and there's kind of a perversion of the main theme of the love interest. And there's an E-flat clarinet solo that sounds like a kind of cackling, insane witch, and beneath that are these bubbling bassoons that I kind of always imagine as a kind of a cauldron.
But it's not just the instruments. What scares us in music is very much influenced by stories and visual cues while we're listening.
Our eyes do like a lot of the heavy lifting.
Sammy Gardner is a music theory professor at Oberlin College and Conservatory and gives Darth Vader's theme from Star Wars as an example.
It's like a major triad. So it's like this chord that we think of as like prototypically happy. And there's other things going on there. There's kind of this like minor chord underneath it. But like, it's this really happy sound. But at this point in like our cultural lexicon, like Darth Vader is so ominous that it is kind of like really, really scary.
If songs like these scare us, why do we gravitate towards them?
When it comes to being frightful in music or being sad in music, like music and art in general provide a safe space to kind of explore those emotions in like a safe environment. And so moments that like I think really invoke fear in music are really cool for that reason, because it's a safe space to explore a pretty like delicate emotion.
Spooky music is just one part of Halloween, the time of year we're free to be scared on our own terms. Reporting for the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Carrie Wise.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.